Blog Talk Radio.
There's a place dear to me where I'm longing to be with my friends at the old country church. There with mother we went and our Sundays were spent with my friends at the old country church.
Precious years of memories, oh what joy, they bring to me,
they bring to me.
How I long
once more to be with my friends at the old country church. As a small country boy, how my heart beat with joy when I knelt in the old country church. And the Savior above, by His wonderful love, saved my soul in the old country church.
Precious years of memory.
Oh, what joy
they bring to me.
How I long once more to be with my friends at the old country church. My thoughts make me weep, for so many now sleep in their graves near the old country church. And sometime I may rest with the friends I love best in a grave near the old country church.
Precious years of memory.
Oh, what joy
they bring to me.
With my friends at the old country church.
Good morning. And I hope everyone had a great night. As you can tell by my voice that my throat's not doing too good right now. I need your prayers. I pray that you can understand what I'm saying. Let us go to the Father in prayer. Most gracious Heavenly Father, Father, I am now asking you for your help so that these people, Father, can hear me as I read from your word, Father. And as we study this word, I'm asking the Holy Spirit to keep my throat workable, Father. Now, Father, be with us throughout the study this morning. And I'm praying that the Holy Spirit will open our hearts and minds to be receptive unto this thy word, so that we can learn more and grow in knowledge and wisdom and in strength, Father, strength of faith, so that we can do the work you will call upon us to do. And may we walk in obedience, Father, unto you. And I'm asking this all in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. Now, we're going to be in the 7th chapter of 1 Corinthians, verse 1. Now concerning the things whereof you wrote unto me, it is good for a man not to touch a woman. And you know, here, Paul is being asked questions. And today, there's a lot of people that should have asked the questions and then obeyed what they were told. Verse 2, nevertheless, to avoid fornication, let every man have his own wife, and let every woman have her own husband. You see, Now, concerning the reoccurring formula indicates that Paul is dealing in turn with the issue that the Corinthians had raised in their letter. Good, morally good. That the apostle does not intend to teach that marriage is morally wrong as compared to celibacy. It's clear from verse 2, 7, 9, and 26. See also Genesis 2:18. Now, we'll go back now to our scripture, verse 3. Let the husband render unto the wife due benevolence, and likewise also the wife unto the husband. 4. The wife has not power over her own body, but the husband. Likewise also the husband has not power over his own body, but the wife. Now, 5. Defraud ye not one the other, except it be with consent, for a time that you may give yourselves to fasting and prayer, and come together again, that Satan tempt you not for your independence. You see, those three verses are actually speaking about that sexual relationship between man and wife. And we do hear of it quite often, even among our friends. The wife gets upset about something and she withholds from her husband. She told him not to do that. And the husband, he'll be upset and he'll withhold from his wife. And he's also told, just as we were told here, that she's talking about both. Now, 6. And I speak this by permission and not of commandment. 7. Paul says here in 7, he says, for I would that all men were even as I myself. But every man has his proper gift of God, one after this manner and another after that. Now, Paul's wish his readers were content, not necessarily single. He himself is probably a widower. But we don't know that because the Bible doesn't tell us that. But that is not the point here. The point is that every man has his proper gift of God. Both marriage and celibacy are gifts of the Holy Spirit. Now, 8. I say, therefore, to the unmarried and widows, it is good for them if they abide even as I. 9. But if they cannot contain, let them marry. For it is better to marry than to burn. Now, you see all of those out there that are living together without being married. You see where you're headed. To burn. That's God's word, not mine. 10. unto the married I command, yet not I, but the Lord. Let not the wife depart from her husband, but and if she depart, let her remain unmarried, or be reconciled to her husband. Let not the husband put away his wife. You see, divorce is something that we should never do. There's only one thing given for being divorced. And then you're still to stay single as long as that spouse lives. And the only reason given for divorce is adultery. Or one goes out on another and has sexual relations with another partner. Now, and husbands are told here, not let not the husband put away his wife. They're told not to do it. You need to, when things get rough between you, you need to go and sit down and talk and work things out to where you both can be happy and satisfied and stay together. Because if you do separate, then both of you has to stay single as long as the spouse is living. Now, 12. But to the rest speak I, not the Lord. If any brother has a wife that believeth not, she be pleased to dwell with him, let him not put her away. And the woman which has a husband that believeth not, and if he be pleased to dwell with her, let her not leave him. You see, even if you're married to a non-believer, that don't give you an excuse for divorce. Now, 14. For the unbelieving husband is sanctified by the wife, and the unbelieving wife is sanctified by the husband. Else were your children unclean, but now are they holy. 15. But if the unbelieving depart, let him depart. A brother or sister is not under bondage. In such cases, that God has called us to peace. Sixteen. For what knowest thou, O wife, whether thou shalt save thy husband, or how knowest thou, O man, whether thou shalt save thy wife? You see, we don't know these things. Only God knows. But we do know, because the Word has told us here, that we're not to put them away. 17. But as God has distributed to every man, as the Lord has called every man, so let him walk. And so ordain I in all churches. Is any man called being circumcised? Let him not become uncircumcised. Is any called in uncircumcision? Let him not be circumcised. Now, 19. Circumcision is nothing, and uncircumcision is nothing, but the keeping of the commandments of God. 20. Let every man abide in the same calling wherein he was called. For thou called me a servant, care not for it, but if thou mayest be made free, use it rather. For he that is called in the Lord being a servant is the Lord's freeman. Likewise also, he that is called being free is Christ's servant. Now, ye are bought with a price. Be not ye the servant of men. 24. Brethren, let every man wherein he is called, therein abide with God. Now, concerning virgins, I have no commandment of the Lord, yet I give my judgment as one that has obtained mercy of the Lord to be faithful. I suppose, therefore, that this is good for the present distress. I say that it is good for a man so to be. 27. Art thou bound unto a wife? Seek not to be loosed. Art thou loosed from a wife? Seek not a wife. But if thou marry, thou hast not sin. And if the virgin marry, she is not sin. Nevertheless, such shall have trouble in the flesh, and I spare you. And I say, he's not telling you it's all right to get a divorce from your marriage. He's speaking to those that are considered virgins. In other words, they're single. They've never been married and divorced. They don't have a living spouse. Now, I'm sorry, we're going to have to stop. My voice is just about gone. So while I can tell you goodbye, or we can have a short prayer, we're going to stop here for this morning. And I pray that God will give me my voice back during the day to where we can be together this evening. So let us pray. Most gracious Heavenly Father, Father, I thank you for this to a stop. And I'm praying that the Holy Spirit, Father, will touch this vocal cords here in my church. Straighten things out and why I can speak this evening. Rightly, and be back in the gist of it. Our Father, be with us throughout the day, keeping all safe, keeping all in health, and bringing us back together again this evening. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. All right. Have a great day.